That second quarter period and the dominance of Michael Murphy, Donegal had seven unanswered scores, and really, from that point, Brendan, it looked like there was only going to be one winner in this game.
Yeah, well, you know, once they weathered the early storm from Roscommon, as you said, led 4-2, once Donegal weathered that early storm, they looked the better team throughout the field, so they did from there on. Yeah, Roscommon did create a goal chance or two early in the game with a long ball in, and they made it felt that there was a weakness in the Donegal full back line. But Donegal stuck to the task, and they were led superbly by the captain and main man Michael Murphy. You know, he was just awesome and phenomenal today. But more than that, you know, you look at the likes of Michael Langan and Kieran Thompson. I thought they had really good games today, and it's hard to pick too many poor performances, actually, any poor performance out in the Donegal team. They all did their job well, and you know, Declan Bowen will be really happy coming out of here.
Yeah, so then no big surprise then today, this was the general consensus that Donegal would have a handful of points to spare at the end of a game away from home against Roscommon.
Yeah, no surprise at all. You know, Donegal were favourites, and I don't know what the spread was in the bookies because I don't follow that, but I would imagine it was something around 4 or 5 points. Yeah. So, you know, to go out and win by 7 points is fantastic. People may have spoken during the week, you know, about the score difference that Tyrone put up on them last week, but you can't gauge that. They're two different games completely. Roscommon were at home today in the Hyde, and you know, they were always going to be more difficult to beat today. They completely capitulated against Tyrone last week in Croke Park. They didn't today. They kept battling to the end, but they were just outfought and out-qualified by a better Donegal side.
Racked up a big score today, 20 points. That's two games in the bounce now, back-to-back games that they haven't scored a goal. They were free scoring goals through the Ulster Championship. And saying that then, is there more in this Donegal team since we haven't seen it the last two games?
Absolutely. Like, you know, they did enough today and they played well today, but, you know, they're obviously, as the Championship goes on, they're all going to need to get scores. Jamie had a half chance today, so he had, you know, and the word Oran was really unlucky with the chance in the second half that came off the butt of the post. It was a fantastic move, and it was a great effort for Oran, and there's only Oran that would try it.
Yeah.
But you know, Donegal will still be happy. 20 points any day in Championship football, in any type of football, is a very, very good return. And you know, they got the scores across the pitch. Okay, Michael and Oran will take a lot of the plaudits, 13 or 14 points between them, but Michael Langan, Kieran Thompson, Jamie Brennan, all these lads chipped in with a few scores too.
Just briefly on a Roscommon point of view, Kevin McStay, that's back-to-back defeats. Things didn't go their way in Connacht. How are they going to size up 2018?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. You know, I think their big problem came in the Connacht final. They were so superior to Galway in the first half, playing against the breeze. They went in 4 points up at half-time, and the game just slipped away from them in the second half by, you know, I think a big major factor that day was Cathal Compton went off, and Roscommon were in control of the game at that time, and they really struggled to win a ball around the middle of the field after that. So that kind of was the start of the decay of the Roscommon challenge, we'll say, towards the All-Ireland. And then, you know, last week was just a total disaster for them. It's very hard to pick players up after you take a beating. Like, 424 to concede is as high a score as you can see in Championship football, or that I've heard of a long time. So it's going to be difficult. I'm sure they're going to have to review their system. They're going to have to review the way they play, because when you're coming up against teams like the top five, and Donegal are definitely in that top five, you have to have a defensive structure and be able to defend in numbers. And Roscommon, while they got numbers back today, they still, you can see that they're not defending, they're not comfortable with it, and they've a lot of work to do in that respect.
Yeah, back to Donegal, up next Tyrone. We don't know how tonight is going to finish. If Tyrone take a victory, that's going to make things very, very difficult indeed for Donegal to have any hopes of getting out of the Super 8s. But things have sort of gone along as we expected them so far. But Donegal go into the game, no matter how it's going to be, off the back of a very good performance today.
Absolutely, off the back. Listen, Donegal will be very happy going getting prepared. They've an extra week now to prepare for the Dublin game. You know, they'll be really happy with the performance today and to get the win today. They can't control what happens in Healy Park and Oma tonight, but it's a victory of the system from the point of view, you know, that Donegal were the provincial champion, and their home game may be rendered basically non-matters from the point of view that if Tyrone were to beat Dublin, it would make it very difficult for Donegal to see a way through at that stage with the score difference that Tyrone have. And there needs to be twigs done by the GAA in how they reward the provincial champions by the fixtures in the Super 8s, and that's something that they'll look at, I'm sure, as the years go down. But you know, Donegal have done what they can do today, and it's a matter now of getting a bit of rest for the next couple of days and then getting themselves ready for the challenge of Tyrone.
And I suppose one of the only worrying factors out of this game is Owen Van Gallagher, an influential young player for Donegal, picking up that, it's either a shoulder or an elbow injury. We've seen him in a sling as they come out for the second half.
Yeah, it's certainly a concern. You know, any injury in the shoulder or that kind of thing, you know, it takes a bit of time to heal. It's hard to envisage how he's going to be ready to play you know, in the heat of a championship game in McCool Park against a team like Tyrone. It's really, really difficult to know how. So, listen, we can only keep our fingers crossed, because he's been such a crucial player for Donegal throughout this year. He's developed and grown into one of the leaders on the team. We saw him carrying the ball from depth in all the games through the Ulster Championship, and that will be missed. But listen, it's a squad effort, and every player in the squad needs to be ready to come in and make a difference when they're asked to over the next few weeks.